Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1284. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Ravarin Ziz Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Rafur Shlemer Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Okay, today I'd like to start a new malacha. Baruch Hashem, we pretty much finished the malacha of Ma'amer gathering. There are a few more things here and there, not so negei lemaisa. So I didn't want to spend, you know, too much time getting into it, but lemaisa, we covered the basics, definitely the basics of Ma'amer. We have an idea, and of course, like we always say, if anybody has any questions in reference to all those various different categories, that we spoke about in reference to Ma'amer gathering, of course, one should ask their Rav and how to go about it. Okay, I want to move on to the next malacha today. Be'ezras Hashem, start the malacha of Zoreh. The malacha of Zoreh, and we've spoken about in the past the malacha of Zoreah. The malacha of Zoreah was, as we understand, was planting. So that was a totally separate thing. Today I want to start the malacha of Zoreh. It sounds very familiar, very, very similar, but you have Zoreah, which is the planting, and then you have Zoreh. Zoreh is actually winnowing. Okay, so just to start off with the Sefer Shabbos Home, we'll talk from the Sefer Shabbos Lama Tes Malachas, as we always do, Sefer Shabbos Home, getting into the introduction as to what the malacha is all about. So it says the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 300, Zoreh is winnowing. Zoreh is winnowing, which is one of the 39 of his malachas, that's prohibited to do on Shabbos. Now, the malacha of Zoreh, somebody might be thinking, what exactly is winnowing? What is taking place? Basically, what took place, it was a way of using air currents. You know, you had various different methods of sort of like getting rid of the dirt. You had borer, which of course we all know is separating the dirt from the good produce and so on, taking out the bad from the good. But Zoreh is a way of sorting through use of air currents. However, it was done through the air. They used to throw it up in the air. The method, the Sefer Lamites Malachas brings down in page 373, the method commonly employed used the natural force of wind to separate the chaff and other waste matters from the grain. It was like a natural way. You throw it up into the wind and it blows it apart. One is heavier than the other, obviously, so that's how it works. This process is known as winnowing, and it's the malacha of Zoreh. So now this malacha of Zoreh has various different interesting questions which come up in conjunction with air, wind, and so on. Like you have, for example, aerosol spray is one of the questions that comes up. There's also an interesting question, pouring water from heights into the wind. If somebody gives out saliva or something like that into the wind. Okay, we'll try and talk about it again. This is Zoreh is also a very short malacha. It's not going to take too long. Just going through the ins and outs and seeing the practical applications, and then we'll move on from there. Reading from the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 373, in reference to the introduction, in the earlier days of farming, a mixed collection of grains, kernels, chaff, stem debris, and so on would remain on the threshing grounds. After the threshing, it was essential to somehow remove the useful kernels from the waste matter, and using these air currents, the air and the wind and so on, and throwing it up into the air and so on, was a way of doing it. Now, as far as what it applies to, in other words, is it items that grow from the ground? As we've been learning, many of these malachas apply only to, as far as the oraisa part of it, like we saw by Ma'amer, right? As far as to be over min haTorah, it applies only to items which grow from the ground. Then there were other various different rabbinical gzeiris or restrictions or whatever. So this too, the same thing by Zoreh, where it applies to items which grow from the ground, which we understand because of the fact that these are dealt with grains, kernels, the grain kernels, chaff, these type of things, stem debris, these are all things that grew from the ground. So it tells us the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 301, the Malacha the Raisa of the Malacha the Raisa of Zoreh applies only to items that grow from the ground. For example, grain, peanuts, these type of things he brings. However, there is a rabbinic prohibition to winnowing even that items that that don't grow from the ground, which we'll see how that works as we go down the line. Okay, now I just want to read real quickly from the Sefer Shabbos Home also how he explains it. After the threshing threshing grains and the like, the kernels are physically separated from the chaff, the stalks, the husks, and so on, make up the ears, and so, okay. So then he says, yet they're still mixed, there's still that dirt that's mixed up with them. So zoireh, like we said, is winnowing, is the act of separating the undesirable matter. It's a type of borer, but using a wind force, like we said. You're separating the undesirable matter of the chaff from the unwanted matter, which is the grain. Okay, so the undesirable matter, which is the chaff, from the wanted matter, which is the grain. You want the grain, obviously, right? But you don't want the chaff, like the shell or whatever. So by throwing the mixture into the wind, that's how it was done, using an implement known as winnowing, a winnowing fork, which we'll see what type of utensils could be used, could not be used for this type of thing. But it had like this thing called a winnowing fork with a heavy large batches of grain. You had to throw it up. You didn't take your put it in your hand. You'll never get finished. You had to have like this big type of a fork. You throw it up into the air, and the chaff with the grain and the chaff all up into the air. So what happened was, in the chaff being lighter, so this is how he explains it. Does it say for Shabbos Home on page 300, the chaff being lighter than the grain blows away in the breeze while the heavier grain falls to the ground. So that's basically the concept as to how it works, right? You're throwing it, obviously, to the laws of gravity, if you want to call it, right? The chaff that's lighter than the grain blows away in the breeze, and the heavier grains fall to the ground. Therefore, the essence of the malacha is to separate desired items from undesired items by means of the wind, right? So if somebody just goes separates the psoilus from the oichel, the bad from the good, that's the malacha boirer, but it would not be zoireh. When it's done with wind forces, right, natural wind forces, so then that would fall under the guidelines of zoireh, winnowing. So one more quick thing, he explains how is the throwing done? I mean, in other words, for somebody to be over min haTorah, how could it be done? So he says, one transgresses the malacha, says the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 301, one transgresses the malacha of winnowing by using any type of implement fit for this task. It could be a winnowing fork, it could be a shovel, a spade, a winnowing machine, whatever it is, it really doesn't make a difference. Furthermore, even when the mixture is thrown into the wind by hand, one has transgressed the malacha. So you'll say, well, I'll do it by hand, so maybe I'm not over, I didn't use a utensil, I didn't use a kli, so that would also be the malacha of Zayir. Okay, we'll continue next time getting into practical applications. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.